he goes away. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away.
Well, what is happening? What's happening? What's happening is Mike Stewart is not here in the station. That this is Kirsten. I normally sit in as one of the four DJs on Something About the Women on Saturdays from 11 until 1. And you would think that since I started with that song that I might be doing a show of Something About the Women, but it's not going to be like that at all because I went into my CD collection and I'm going to be playing a lot of music that I don't normally play on my show, but I hope that Mike Stewart will approve of. I know that he would approve of that song because he gave me the CD for Something About the Women. The musician is Rachel Cole. That is her song, Relentless. We had our station meeting last weekend and he handed me not one but two CDs, and that one I am quite smitten with. So that was again Rachel Cole with Relentless. So this is Kirsten. I am sitting in for Mike Stewart for What's Happening. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm covering for him because I understand there is a football game going on. So with that, let's hear some music.
Everything I'm doing, so you can humiliate me a little more. You got some kind of nerve. You got some kind of ego. Yeah, for looking at me like that. Like your eyes are gonna make me crawl back to you. Like, what am I supposed to do now? Just forgive you. But baby, I'm done with you. Yeah, baby, I'm done. I'm finally done with you. So if you think that you might have made some sort of mistake in leaving me, well, guess what? You're too late. Talking to me like that, bragging about your Hollywood friends like that's gonna make me want you again. Makes me think, you know, that you never even knew me. It makes me understand that the whole time it was you, just you sent me. And I'm done with you. Yeah, baby, I'm done. Too late. Can't get it, just to listen to the right. Just to listen to the right. All day, all night. All night, all day. Didn't it rain, children? Rain on my love. Didn't it
oh my Lord, didn't it rain?
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it. But he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Okay, well, that was my first set, and did it feel a little bit like it was kind of all over the place? Because it did to me. However, there's a bit of a method to my madness, and that is that I somehow managed to blow my speakers out at home, so I guess I'm kind of playing things that I wanted to hear today, and they kind of are in a little bit of an order, but not much. So I started with Melissa Ferrick, Some Kind of Nerve, from her album Freedom. And after that, going out to my friends Clay and Naomi, Yola Tango. We're going to try and go hear them when they're playing coming up soon. It might be on a night that I work, so I'm not sure if that's going to happen, but I'll be there in spirit. Forest Green from Ride the Tiger. And my apologies to Clay and Naomi because they were throwing songs at me yesterday when I was covering ever so briefly for Crash Course for the Ravers. And I said I was going to make a set list, and I'm actually not playing anything off of that list. I'll have to play them another time because then my speakers blew out. So back to square one. After that was Shannon McNally, Can't Pin a Color, from Small Town Talk. I love that CD. I did hear her live, and I think she's coming up again sometime soon, so I'm going to look that up because she might be at some place really reasonable, like Lizard Lounge or something. I'll look it up and see it here. I'll let you know at the next break. Then there was 10 Years After, I'd Love to Change the World, The Golden Age of Underground Radio, Volume 1. Then somehow we jumped over to Amy Helm, Didn't It Rain, title song from the album Didn't It Rain, and then Morphine with Candy. So in the background here, I have Philip Glass, which I think I maybe, I don't know if I, oh, I didn't put on that I was playing Philip Glass. I'm playing Philip Glass. The very, oh, I don't know. It's from the album Photographer Act 1, and I'll be playing a little bit more later on, but it's getting a little bit mellow for me, so I think we're going to go into some later Leonard Cohen and see where we go from there.
Left. did. I'm the little Jew who wrote the Bible. I've seen the nations rise and fall. I've heard their stories, heard them all. But love's the only engine of survival.
Suburban bedroom in a white suburban town. lay there beneath the covers, dreaming of a thousand lovers, till the world turned to orange and the room went spinning round. At the age of 37, she realized she'd never ride through Paris in a sports car with the warm wind in her hair. So she let the phone keep ringing, and she sat there softly singing little nursery rhymes she'd memorized. He was off to work, and the kids were off to school, and there were oh so many ways for her to spend a day. She could clean the house for hours, or rearrange the flowers, or run naked through the shady street, screaming out. In a sports car with the warm wind in her hair. So she let the phone keep ringing, as she sat there softly singing pretty nursery rhymes she'd memorized in her daddy's easy chair. She climbed when all the laughter grew too loud. And she bowed and cursed to the man who reached and offered her his hand. And he led her down to the long white car that waited past the
thank you. didn't love you quite as often as I could have. Maybe I didn't treat you quite as good as I should have. And if I made you feel second best, I'm sorry I was blind. But you were always on my mind. You were always on my mind. Didn't hold you all those lonely, lonely times. And I guess I never told you,
never told you.
I'm happy that you're mine. All those little things I should have said and done. Never took the time, but you are always on my mind. You're always on my mind. You're always on my mind. You're always on.
Okay, well, let's see what I was doing there. I started out with Leonard Cohen, The Future, and then went into Marianne Faithfull, The Ballad of Lucy Jordan from her album Broken English. Then The Velvet Underground, Candy Says. So I switched because that first version wasn't the sound that I was looking for. I'm not really sure if that was even Lou Reed. It's listed as Lou Reed, but it didn't really sound like him to me. So so sorry for the switch, but I didn't want to subject us all to 6 minutes of that particular version because I didn't particularly appreciate it. And I guess I'm in the driver's seat, so I hope nobody was bothered by that. So I did put on the Velvet Underground's version, Candy Says, from the Velvet Underground. After that was the Webb Sisters, Always on My Mind. And while I was spinning these tunes, I thought, oh, I should look up and see when Shannon McNally is playing, and she is coming up very soon on February 28th.
Something.
Which is a Wednesday. That's at Atwood's. Unfortunately, it's a Wednesday for me because I teach super late on Wednesdays, so I'm not sure I'll be able to make it. And I'm so thrilled that she's at Atwood's. I really love going to Atwood's. I love Lizard Lounge as well, but Atwood's is my favorite place these days.
They're seeing.
Then I wanted to let you all know that Yola Tango, who I played earlier, from Naomi and Clay, and they are also coming to town soon because they have an upcoming record release, which is There Is a Riot. Maybe it's There's a Riot going on. The CD release is March 16th, and they will be at the Paradise on April 3rd, which is also a Wednesday. So I unfortunately cannot make either one of those. And then I thought, boy, I wonder if the Webb Sisters are playing anytime soon. And I looked them up, and they are not playing anytime soon. But I did find this just amazing photograph of the Webb Sisters with Leonard Cohen, who I happened to put on a set together. So I thought, wow, I didn't really expect that to happen. I have Brian Eno in the background here, Like Pictures Part 2 from the album Drawn from Life. And now is the moment you've all been waiting for. I will play King Crimson. And then if there is enough time for another song, which there should be, it might be the Cranberries or it might be Casey Chambers. I haven't decided yet. But why don't we just go ahead and start with King Crimson, and I'll make the decision during the song. Thank you all for listening in. This is Kirsten. I am filling in for Mike Stewart on What's Happening. And he is, I guess, watching a football game. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And with that, let's go to the Court of the Crimson King.
Shattered by the sun, I walk a road, horizons change, the tournament's begun. The purple piper plays his tune, the choir softly sing, three lullabies in an ancient tongue for the court of the crimson. Shutters on the dreams, I wait outside the pilgrim's door with insufficient schemes. The black queen chants the funeral march, the cracked brass bells will ring to summon back the fire witch to the court of the crimson. Thank you.
gardener plants an evergreen was trampling on a flower. I chased the wind of a prison ship to taste the sweet and sour. The pattern juggler lifts his hand, the orchestra begin as slowly turns the grinding wheel in the court of the crimson.
Crimson.